Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Sports Podcast on First Post, where we take a look at the big sports news of the day. My name is Rakesh. Let's get to the news. We start with football news today from the Champions League. Liverpool prevailed over Napoli in a tense match to make it through to the knockout stage, while Tottenham Hotspur made it through after drawing their game against Barcelona. Liverpool, who finished in second place last year, went into the match knowing full well that a 1-0 win or a win by two goals would help them reach the last 16. Liverpool's Egyptian star Mohamed Salah slotted the ball beyond Napoli goalkeeper David Ospina in the 34th minute to give his team the crucial lead they required. The rest of the match saw a rusty Liverpool miss multiple scoring opportunities as Napoli looked to equalise. This almost cost Liverpool dear as the Serie A team nearly scored a goal. It took an extraordinary save from goalkeeper Alisson to halt Napoli's charge. The ball fell for substitute striker Arkadiusz Milik unmarked in the area, but Alisson raced it from his line to keep out the Pole's strike with his legs. A happy Jurgen Klopp gushed, and I quote, "I have no idea how Alisson made a save like this. It was amazing." Adding, "What a game. I'm not sure a manager could be prouder of a team than I am." Liverpool's Premier League rivals Tottenham Hotspur also progressed to the last 16 after getting a draw against Barcelona. Barcelona forward Ousmane Dembele scored in just the 7th minute to help the Spanish club draw first blood. Philippe Coutinho nearly made it 2-0, but Tottenham was saved when his shot struck the post. It was a tough game for Spurs, who searched for an equaliser all through the game, only to be denied for nearly 80 minutes. Finally, they broke through in the 85th minute as Lucas Moura's strike levelled the score. Paris Saint-Germain trounced Red Belgrade 4-1 to finish top of their group and qualify for the next round. Borussia Dortmund finished at the top of Group A with a 2-0 win over Monaco. A quick update on the IPL 2019 player auction now. The auction, slated for the 18th of December, has seen over 1,000 cricketers register for the next season. 346 players from that lot have been shortlisted for the auction, of which 226 are Indian players. 9 international cricketers will have the highest base price of 2 crore rupees. Lasith Malinga, Colin Ingram, Sean Marsh, Corey Anderson, Sam Curran, Angelo Matthews, Darcy Schott, Brendan McCullum and Chris Wokes. As mentioned earlier, Jaydev Unadkat will be the highest priced Indian player at 1.5 crore rupees. An update on the controversy that has broken out in women's cricket in India. Ex-coach Ramesh Poar has reapplied for the role following consistent support from team captain Harmanpreet Kaur and her deputy Smriti Mandana. Poar's tenure ended on the 30th of November, and the end was nothing short of ignominious. He was accused by veteran player Mithali Raj of sabotaging her career. Poar hit back, claiming Mithali had threatened to retire midway through the Women's World T20. Mithali was decidedly against Poar becoming coach again, while skipper Kaur and vice-captain Mandana said the team had developed a winning mindset during his tenure, because of which they are backing him. Poar too submitted his application saying, and I quote, "I have applied this evening because Smriti, Harmanpreet have supported me and I can't let them down by not applying," unquote. Meanwhile, the BCCI has received applications from ex-cricketers like Herschel Gibbs, Dimitri Mascarenhas and Manoj Prabhakar for the coach's position. The latest development is that veteran players and ex-coaches Kapil Dev and Anshuman Gaikwad, as well as former India cricketer Shanta Rangaswamy, will interview the candidates for the job. The interviews will be held on the 20th of December at the BCCI's headquarters in Mumbai. A press release said, and I quote, "The Board of Control for Cricket in India on Tuesday announced their ad hoc committee to conduct the interviews of the eligible candidates for the selection of head coach for Team India Senior Women," unquote. Hockey news now from the Men's World Cup being held in Odisha. The Netherlands thrashed Canada 5-0 on Tuesday to qualify for the quarterfinals, where they will face fifth-ranked India. Netherlands, who are ranked fourth in the world, have been champions thrice before, in 1973, 1990 and 1998. The quarterfinal between the fourth and fifth-ranked teams promises to be a thrilling contest. The Netherlands dominated 11th-ranked Canada from the outset. Lars Bolk scored goal number one in the 16th minute and Robert Kemperman slammed home the second just 4 minutes later. Canada showed some defiance to halt the scoring, holding off the Dutch assault for 20 minutes. However, Thijs van Dam broke through in the 40th minute to make it 3-0. Thierry Brinkman compounded a stunned Canada's misery to make it 4-0 just 60 seconds later. The scoreline may have been a lot more dire for Canada if not for goalkeeper Andrew Charter's brilliant saves, but the Dutchmen weren't finished. With 2 minutes left in the match, van Dam broke through Canada's defence once more to make it 5-0. The Netherlands will face India on Thursday. And finally, in ISL news, FC Pune City beat FC Goa 2-0 in an impressive performance on Tuesday. Goa have struggled since coming back from the break in November and have been in fourth place in the points table ever since. Pune, who are lower down the table, have now climbed to seventh place. They have continued to improve and earned their second straight win yesterday. A tense first half saw neither side make any inroads, and it wasn't until the 74th minute that Pune City's aggressive approach paid off when Pune's Brazilian player Marcelinho worked his magic. Sartha Goluis' pass found Marcelinho in space outside the box, and the Brazilian unleashed a beautiful curling strike that landed in the back of the net. Then, 4 minutes into extra time, Pune were gifted a penalty when Marko Stankovic was held back by Mohammad Ali. The midfielder took the penalty himself and slotted it home to make it a memorable 2-0 win for Pune.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.